Mike is just going to say a few quick words, and we'll open up for questions.
First thing, I'd love to thank the Seahawks and the city of Seattle for giving me an opportunity to be a part of a championship run over the last couple of years and being able to be a part of a great city, great teammates. We met so many great people there, have families together, but I'm super excited about having the opportunity to play for this organization. I think Doug Peterson and everybody in this organization is just so upbeat and such a refreshing place to be when there's so many great players around you and you get an opportunity to be with a quarterback like Carson Wentz and all these guys, Alshon Jeffries, and all these great players, and this just the opportunity to come here has just been a blessing. And there was a lot of talk and chatter about places I could have been, but this is a place that I wanted to be and have a chance to play in this city. This is a, you know, football city. This is a sports city, and the opportunity, you know, they brought a championship here last year, and I want to be a part of all this, the new championships that's going to be coming from all the new players, and the chance to get to play here is just amazing.
Michael, why do you think you were traded?
I don't know. I think an organization, you know, there's a shelf life and a time for everybody, and there's, you know, you end up just running your course. I think there's a time when organizations want to move forward and try to play young guys, but you still got great players who are older but still can play at a high level, and you want to give value for them. So that's just a part of the business, and you respect everybody in the organization for their opinion, but you look forward to the new opportunities that are in front of you, and this is a great opportunity for me. It's not like, you know, I was traded to a bad team. This is one of this is the team in the NFL, the number one team, and it's an opportunity to be a part of something even greater.
Are you lobbying for your brother to come here in any way?
No, I would love for my brother to play, but no pressure on the organization to bring him in. But it's always been a dream of mine to be able to play with him and win a championship with him and just go out there on Sundays and, you know, have the kids play together. And it almost happened before to Chicago, but, you know, it'd be great to have him here.
There's a lot of depth. Eagles defensive line from the outside, and what's going to be like kind of joining that talent?
Oh, no, joking. You guys are going over each other. Competition. It's a great defensive line. You look at all the great players, you know, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Chris Long, Timmy Jernigan, Derek Barnett. So many great players, and the opportunity to see those guys play and see what they do every week in and week out. And, you know, to have a coach like they have and to be able to focus and run the stunts and play the way that they do. And for me to come here and, you know, be in the outside looking in, and then I was sitting watching Super Bowl and being like, man, if I was right there, I would be beating that guard right there. And then, you know, a month later, it happens, you know. So things always happen for a reason, and this is just another great opportunity.
Mike, I think last year you played over 900 snaps, and last year no Eagles defensive lineman played more than, I think, 622. So are you comfortable with a role where you're on the field less now than you were with Seattle?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable with taking less plays, man. But, you know, like I said, I came here to be an all-star, just like I've been to continuously play at a Pro Bowl level. And I don't think that's no different. Just taking snaps off and being able to have a longer longevity career is something that every player wishes and dreams about. And I think this organization, when you think about play snaps and you think about counts and keeping guys fresh for the moments that count, because at the end of the day, it's not about September, October, November. It's about January and February. So to be able to keep guys fresh and have those opportunities where you have guys to be able to keep rushing the quarterback as, you know, as savage as we can. You know, you got to go out there and play savage every single play. And I think having less snaps can give me the opportunity to do that.
Michael, you're one of the guys that – is equally as good rushing the passer inside as well as outside. When you look at how they use their defensive linemen here and they allow that versatility to shine, does that kind of excite you when you see that from these quarterbacks?
I think Seattle, they did the same thing, allowed us to flourish in the best ways to put guys in the position. And I think this defense is no different. I think if you look at Jim Schwartz over the years as a defensive line coach and defensive coordinator or head coach, he's always, you know, put the defensive line as something in a position to be great, whether it was in Detroit, Tennessee, wherever it was, he's always had the defensive lineman be the greater part of the defense when it comes to having great rushers. And I think this is no different. This situation, you know, it plays to my hand to be able to be around other great players and have the opportunity to play with them is just a blessing.
What was it like dealing with the plantar fasciitis last year and still playing that many snaps, and you still have to do anything with that in the off season?
Not just rest, man. You know, like, well, you know, in the game, I see the media, you know, you always judge you and say you're injured. But I think in the NFL, every player is injured. It's about who can play through the injuries and who can play through the tough situations, whatever their body's dealing with, whatever's happening at home, whatever happening with your body, how can you go out there and play at a high level? And for me, that's always never been a problem. No matter what I was dealing with, I always came out and played as hard as I can and always gave everything I can every single play. And I don't think that's any different in this situation. I go out there and give every single thing every single time.
How good do you think this defensive line can be?
I think it could be one of the greatest. I think we could have one of the greatest defensive lines to ever play the game if we approach the game like every single way. You know, just go out there and just keep doing what they're doing and just finding a way to just add and keep showing how many great players. And I think a great defensive line is about the rotation. It's kind of like Golden State. You know, you want to be able to have those guys that can come in and shoot and shoot and score in every time.
Michael, you spoke of Michael, the year after you guys won the Super Bowl, you got back there and I would imagine you probably should have won the Super Bowl. Was that just a matter of how talented you guys were, or what was it in that second year when you made that second run that allowed you guys to get to that point again?
I think it's just the ability to be resilient. I think we just, you know, in the season, after you win the Super Bowl, all the pressure is on you. I think you go from being an underdog to being the top dog, and now you play against you get schemed for, and you have to be able to play at a high level regardless of, you know, the teams are watching now. So for us, it was just about getting back to that moment and playing at a high level and just, you know, going through the ups and downs of the seasons, because every season is like a relationship. It's always evolving, and it's how well do you gel after you have success. And I think this organization is primed for that. You know, the first thing I talked to Doug about is that success and to be able to have that opportunity. And here, and I think this is why I think this is a great situation for me and my family.
You spoke of that shelf life, but there was a report that Seattle was looking to have less activism in their locker room, something like that. Did you give any weight to that at all?
I don't think so. I think me and Coach Carroll's relationship goes farther than player to coach. It goes from human being to human being and man to man. And I think we've always had great relationship as far as my respect for him as a man and his respect for me as a man. So, you know, I don't think that was ever an issue with him. I think it was just, like I said, it was more about, you know, getting the value for the players while you can get them. And I think if you look at some of the greater teams, that sometimes they held on to people too long, the Pittsburgh Steelers and some of the other guys when they had some of their vets. And I think so for us, they just wanted to go younger. And no disrespect to them, but greater respect for me to be able to even be mentioned and have teams, you know, want me to come play for the organization and not have Howie call me and express the value that he sees as me and the player and the man that I am is something that I think is very honorable.
What kind of relationship do you have with
Malcolm Jenkins, you know, especially like working with the players?
I would talk to Malcolm like during the season, like once a week, just because we're doing so much stuff together and talking. And I know he's a man's man. He's a very honorable person, and he believes what he believes in. And for me to be a part of an organization with people like that, and you know, team and committed from the top to the bottom, is something that I look forward to. I think me coming to Philly is not also about just winning championships on the field. It's about being a champion off the field and being able to work in the community with men and young women all across the city and be able to give back and work in the youth jails and be able to work with young women and be able to do those things is something that I feel is important for me as a person and my development as a man, and being able to be a great leader on and off the field is something that I think is important to keep continuously building the bridges from teams to the city. And I think that's something that I bring great value to outside of just being a great player.
As a player on a different team, Michael, how aware were you that the Eagles have this owner and that organization that supports players being?
I think it's easy to see. You see the work that the organization is trying to do. You see the work of some of the players are trying to do. So you can see that the organization is one of those organizations who are willing and trying to be the best they can when it comes to participating in off-the-field issues and participating inside the communities.
One of the things the players here say they really like about Doug Peterson is he wants and encourages them to let their personalities out, their individual personalities, and have fun. How important do you think that is, and how much do you want to be a part of it?
You know, I have the opportunity being in Seattle to study with some of the greatest people, some of the greatest philosophers, and people are the greatest people at their job. And I think number one thing you hear from everybody when it comes to running a great corporation or being a great leader is to be able to let people, you know, develop their character and develop who they are. And I think that's just personifies on and off the field. When you're able, guys are able to be themselves. They don't have to wear a mask. So having a coach that lets you do that is something that helps your game rise, because you're not, you know, trying to battle with and trying to hide. You're just being who you are. And I think, you know, whenever you have a coach like that, you're able to go out and make play better and be a better person.
Michael, if players are aware of which organizations
you
feel like players are aware of which organizations are open to players who are socially active, and do you feel like it's influencing players' decisions as to which teams they're going to?
I don't know. I don't really have a beat on what organizations or which people are looking for stuff like that. I just know in my situation, the opportunity that I had at this moment was to be a part of an organization. You know, the other teams that were in, they wanted me to come. This is one of the teams that I felt that was, you know, would be good for me and be a good, be a part of a city like this and be a part of a fan base like this is always is a good situation.
Do you plan on continuing your anthem protest if Colin anthem your protest during the anthem?
I'm just here to, you know, talk about football today. Really, just to go out and, you know, keep working and doing what I can on and off the field to keep being a great leader. And I think right now this is mostly about me fitting in with this team and finding out where my role it is as a player, and, you know, let everything else happen as it happened. But right now, I think the main focus for me right now is just to come in and just be the best teammate and the best player and the best leader I could possibly be to the young players, and be able to come in and find out who the veteran leaders are and come and depend on them and lean on them for guidance about the city and how to move around.
Michael, you mentioned that teams evolve year to year. How much did that final play in that Super Bowl against the Patriots affect the evolution of your Seahawks teams after that? Did it affect it at all?
I don't know. I think, you know, I kind of go with the Nelson Mandela approach. I feel like you never really lose. You grow from, you either win or you grow from situations. And I think we were just growing as a team. We're a young team who were having so much success. And, you know, I was on a team full of superstars every single day. There was never enough cameras. Every commercial was somebody on my team. So it was just us growing. I don't think we just wanted to continue to grow. As you know, in this league, it's hard to get back to those moments and be able to win those games. So, you know, things happen. People get traded. New players come in. So things change. And I don't think it took a toll on us. We just move on season to season and try to be the best player we could possibly be.
As a follow-up to that, you're coming from a strong locker room. You're coming to a strong locker room. How do you anticipate that transition going?
I think the transition is always easy when you come to a certain team and people know you. And I think for me, it's just always about respect. I think people respect me as a man and they respect me as a player. So I think I fit in good. I think as of right now, the organization, they fit in the city, showed me so much love since I've been here. And so I look forward to fitting in and just being a part of something that's great.
Michael, you said you kind of envisioned yourself when you watched the Eagles in this play or that play. Playing next to guys like Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan, Brandon Graham, what can that do for your career at this point?
I don't know. I think for my career, I've already had a great career. I'm undrafted, done a lot of great things in the NFL. For me, it's just about winning and getting the opportunity to get another ring and bring the thing. I think that's the thing when you come to the NFL and you come as a player, you want to hold that Lombardi, because, you know, everybody, a lot of people can get Pro Bowls, a lot of people can get a lot of different things in this NFL when it comes to contracts, but not a lot of people can hold that Lombardi. And when you hold it, it's something that's very dear. It's like you holding your child and you being able to caress it and hold it, and it's yours, and it's something that you really value. And I think for me, that's what it's really about, is to come into an organization who, when you look around, everybody wants that. And the first thing I talked to Howie about was, the first thing he said is, I want to go back. And when you hear somebody say something like that, you feel it, and I feel it through the phone, and I felt the vibe. So for me, that's what it's really about. So I don't think, you know, one thing we can help each other do is win a championship.
What do you think it says about the organization, Michael, that they did win a Super Bowl, but they've been aggressive during the offseason? They haven't stood pat. They've made a lot of additions and changes.
I think they're not complacent. If you look at most organizations, people, you know, they win and they think that's it that year. But this team is pushing forward and making moving pieces, finding out weaknesses and making them better. And I think that's how you prepare to win. And I think they've done a great job of it. I think being a part of this and being an addition is just something that I think is just a great move.
Michael, how do you compare the defensive line scheme that you played in Seattle to what's going on here in Philadelphia? And was that an attractive
Yeah, I think it's attractive. I think in Seattle, it was a little bit more responsibility because we played a little bit of different defense. Still play with great defensive linemen. Cliff Averill, one of the best players ever played a game. I had so many great players around me who were some of the best players to ever play. And And so here, this defense is just another opportunity to line up on tight ends. And honestly, I don't think there's a tight end in the NFL that can block me. So I'm just not, I know Eli Manning is probably watching this and thinking like, yes, I'm coming. I know Dak is watching this like, yeah, he's coming. So, yeah, I am. And Alex Smith, you know he can't run from me. I told him in the Pro Bowl. So it's like, so it's definitely going to be a great season. It's going to be fun to be out here and be able to chase quarterbacks. I just know third down, you know, it's just going to be in second down and first down is just going to be fun.
Michael, you talked about leadership and helping younger players. This team has a very young and promising defensive end, Derek Barnett. What can you do as a veteran to help players like that?
I think the funniest thing is that, you know, I was watching his tape, and first thing he said when he came to NFL is that I was one of his favorite players. And I think, you know, I'm looking like, damn, am I that old? And then, you know, but then now it's like it's full coming back another year, and it's like I have the opportunity to be able to play with him. I think for me, you know, growing up and being, you know, one, and I love Tampa and I always loved the Eagles because of defense. And, you know, you look and think about Lito Shepard, Hugh Douglas, Javon Curse, Trent Cole, Jaquan Parker. You think about all these great defensive players, and I had a chance to be in Tampa and be with some of the great players and talk to Warren Sapp all the time and Derek Brooks and Rondae Barber. And now I have the opportunity to be able to be a leader like that and to help a young guy, not only just on the field, but off the field, to be able to help him come to peace with the decisions that you make along the league and growing as a player. So be able to talk to him about, you know, the run game, the pass game, and just, you know, be able to talk about the things that I've been through as a player and as a person, I think is super important. And I think I have the opportunity to do that. And that's what I love about the NFL is the chance you get to mold young men to becoming greater men. And I think that's something that I look forward to every single season is the opportunity to work with young men and to work with them on and off the field.
We'll take one more if we have it.
How much communication was there with you throughout the trade negotiation process?
It was a lot of different moving pieces. I was actually out the country when I got traded, and then when I was in, so it was like I was in Japan, and then I found out. But it was cool, though. It was cool to they were talking about different teams. And when Philadelphia came up, I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool, you know. And I was like, this would be a great opportunity to come in and play for this organization. I'm just so excited to be a part of not just this organization, but to be a part of this city, like this city that I think about. So, you know, blue-collar city, everybody's working. There's a lot of people out, and the fans are just real fans. And if you're bad, they let you know. If you're good, they let you know. And for me, I always like that realness, and let you know if you're good, let you know if you're bad, and we could work with that. And so I'm excited to be a part of this city, and I look forward to it.
All right, going to Japan.
Thanks, guys.
Just chilling.